Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll learn what Spoken Worldwide sees happening in Sudan's catastrophic unseen war. Then, Colombian pastors rejoice as they distribute scripture booklets from World Missionary Press. We'll tell you what's going on in just a few moments. First, the International Rescue Committee just came out with their emergency watch list for countries most likely to see a deteriorating humanitarian crisis. This year, Sudan topped the list. The ongoing conflict in Sudan has devastated the country. Millions of people have been displaced, and local communities face a daily threat of violence. Ed Weaver with Spoken Worldwide shares a sobering picture of the crisis.
I was talking to some Sudanese leaders last week, and one of the comments just in one of the middle of the meetings was, hey, we got news that 500 people in a village died yesterday, killed in the middle of the war. And you think of that, of the impact that that has. I don't care the size of the village. I mean, just even by the name village, you think, okay, that's decimation.
Amid the chaos, Sudanese believers are steadfast in their faith and ministry work, something that's doubly dangerous for Christians who still face severe persecution from Muslims and militias in Sudan, while many have fled the country.
There's plenty of Sudanese that are still living in Sudan, so pray for their protection specifically, that they will be able to move forward with their ministry.
And pray for Spoken Worldwide that their focus on oral gospel sharing methods would reach struggling hearts in Sudan.
I think for those that have been displaced, that they will be emboldened with creativity and to recognize the place that God has put them in.
As we turn to an International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church happening this Sunday, let's pause and notice how much the concept of family means to God. He carved it into human society from day one. In Scripture, he invites us to call him Father. He calls Christians his children, sons and daughters of God. Many believers today follow the early church by calling each other sister or brother. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says, family is the emphasis for the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church.
When my brother is in prison and is being beaten on, you don't have to guilt me into caring about him, and you don't have to try to manipulate my emotions to make me care about him. It becomes very, very natural for us to pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters, to want to be a voice for them. Once we understand and once it really takes hold in our heart that these are our family members.
If family moves you, will you commit to pray for the persecuted church? It's their first request. Then, connect with VOM online to find digital resources that you or your church could share this month. It doesn't matter how big or how small.
The important thing is your church going to do something to raise awareness, to tell your people, hey, we have family members for all eternity who are suffering right now. We need to lift them up.
And Colombia is a largely Christian nation, but only 10% evangelical. For this small church, tools like scripture booklets are helpful for teaching, training, and sharing the gospel. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press says in the last few months,
we've sent over 2.7 million booklets into Colombia through two or three different major distributors.
A group of 300 pastors in Colombia distribute the booklets in their communities. They even take these scripture booklets across the borders into Venezuela and Brazil.
They had one pastor who's from a small ethnic tribe. The population was somewhere in the 25,000, something like that. But this pastor sent a message. He's holding the booklets in his hand, and he's thanking us for them. He speaks Spanish, of course, but he also speaks the language of his people. And so he can take the message to them through these booklets and preach to them.
World Missionary Press is always fielding more requests for scripture booklets as people are desperate for God's word. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
I would ask people that they would pray for each of those booklets, that it would go to someone with a heart prepared to receive it.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.